Hi everyone, this is Rudy Hunter, one of the famed aroma guys, and I'm here with my dear friend, Joan Apter. And I just want to tell you a little bit about Joan that you may not know, and then we're going to just jump into some protocol chit-chat. Joan has been with the company and on trips around the world with Dr. Young. She is an amazing person, amazing healer, and has over the years taught all kinds of classes. And I would urge you strongly, if you ever get the chance to take a class or two or ten from Joan, by all means, run, don't walk. I kid her and tell her that whenever I come to her classes, because I come to a lot of them, I just steal as much as I can, because she's full of great information. So, Joan, are you there?
Aw, shucks. Thank you, Rudy.
You're welcome. So, you and I are just going to do a little very, very informal chit-chat through of how we go through the process normally of doing a protocol. What happens when someone calls us and says, oh, I don't know what to do for this thing or that thing, and they call, as we call it, up the food chain, we end up putting our heads together and bouncing ideas back and forth based on what we know and what our experiences are, and that's often how we construct a protocol. And before we even launch into that, I have to do a really important disclaimer that's not just lip service. And the disclaimer is that I'm not a doctor, Joan's not a doctor, and we're not diagnosing or prescribing. What we're actually doing is helping to come up with ideas to present to someone for a possible step they may take using essential oils and supplements that is in addition, not a substitute, for their a competent healthcare provider's direction. And that's for real. We want to be able to just add more ideas and more information and not pretend or assume that we're a substitute for anything. So we could open our essential oil desk reference and spend the next 8,000 hours going through one protocol at a time. But we're going to just pick three common ones, at least for this call. We may do more, just to show you how the process works. And Joan knows the EDR like it's a Bible. I know the EDR like it's a Bible. And there are great resources in there and real protocols that have worked time and time again on real bodies and real people bodies, real animal bodies. So we're not going to just read from the EDR. In this context, we're going to show you what happens when we put our heads together. So, my dear, we are going to, I'll tell everybody, we've only decided, we haven't talked about this in advance, we've decided we're going to do three, we're going to try and get to three protocols and make them simple. They're arthritis, depression, and raindrop as it applies to back pain. So, Joan, I'll give you the opening gambit. Which one of those three do you want to tackle first?
Well, it's interesting because raindrop is good for back pain. It's also good for arthritis. I'm pretty much cool with all of them. We can start with arthritis and work our way down.
Okay, great. So arthritis is a really interesting protocol in the way that I normally give it to folks because there's a glitch with folks who are suffering from arthritis that I'll tell everybody about. Joan, when somebody comes to you and says, you know, I have achy joints and I've either got osteo or rheumatoid and it's, you know, my fingers are bending, my toes hurt, what's the first group of stuff that pops to your mind?
Anti-inflammatories.
Yeah. So we've got all kinds of great anti-inflammatories, including a relatively new one in the Young Living line that's really fun to say. It's called Copaiba, and that's an essential oil that pulls down inflammation in the body. And that's something you can rub on topically. It's something you can take in capsules. But we also happen to have one of my new favorite things to describe as part of a protocol. We have a roll-on that has Copaiba in it. See, I just said it.
I love that.
I do too. Should we tell them?
Deep relief.
Yeah, it's the deep relief roll-on. So the funny thing that always happens with deep relief roll-on, if we're at a bus stop or we're in the grocery store and we end up putting deep relief roll-on on someone, usually what they try and do is they try and buy it from us on the spot or hunt us down to find out where they can get some. which is wonderful because it's that quick acting.
I've had someone roll on some deep relief that I had in my purse, and you know, within minutes they are so surprised that their pain is decreased and they're feeling better.
Yeah, it's really true. So in terms of demo oils, that's one of our top demo oils, because if you got an achy joint, we rub that on, folks are going to notice that pretty quickly. Now, the snag with arthritis is it's not a quick fix. Arthritis doesn't develop in 10 minutes. It develops over years and years and years and years, and it's a joint decay. And the crippling part of long-term arthritis is that the progressive damage moves joints. So that's a very slow process. So we have a quick fix part of it, which is deep relief roll-on. The longer-term part of this, for me, as Joan said, is it's an anti-inflammatory. It's the one product, at least so far in our entire huge line of products that have oils sprayed into our supplements, that doesn't have any oil in it. It's really funny. It's also very badly named, and I've actually petitioned the company to get the name changed, but they won't do it. It's called Sulfurzyme. It's Sulfurzyme. And it's also nasty tasting, so it's got many strikes against it. However, it is a big gun when taken long-term that helps with both osteo and rheumatoid arthritis. So even if folks have fingers and toe joints that are bent sideways from arthritis, Sulfurzyme will still be an enormous help.
It's a great help. And the other product that I like of Young Living supplements for arthritis, be it osteo or rheumatoid, is BLM,
yeah.
Bones, Ligaments, Muscles.
Great.
And, you know, that really has that glucosamine and the chondroitin.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to rebuild the cartilage, and it's just a really good, deep approach for arthritis of any kind.
Great. And we frequently, if someone has had, I'll veer off just temporarily, if someone's had an accident where they've torn muscles, broken a bone, have ligament damage, we'll frequently put them on both BLM and Sulfurzyme at the beginning. And then as the repair happens, if it's an accident, we'll pull them off BLM, but we will always leave them on Sulfurzyme. We put dogs on Sulfurzyme, horses on Sulfurzyme, resistant people on Sulfurzyme. Just a couple of things about the name. As soon as people hear Sulfurzyme, something in their head goes, oh, no, I can't do that because I'm not allowed to take sulfa drugs. So Sulfurzyme, one of the reasons I want them to change the name of it, is not that kind of sulfa base. It's the same sulfur that occurs in broccoli. It's the same sulfur that we're actually made of. It's nutritional sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
It's also really bad tasting. So if you can gag back, because it's sulfury, right? It's like, what's sulfury? Like eggs, like nasty eggs. Wow, I'm making this sound really appealing. So you can get it in capsules or in powder. The benchmark for me from an old lecture that we heard years ago at Young Living was that when someone goes on Sulfurzyme, they shouldn't expect to notice a difference for between 5 and 8 weeks, which seems like a long time, but it's not if your arthritis has been around for 30 years. So it needs to build up in the system for between 5 and 8 weeks, and then after that point, the noticeable differences are spectacular. And Sulfurzyme is taken both in the morning and at night.
And what I like, I'm going to be the voice of BLM,
right,
which is what I like about BLM is it has the MSM, the organic sulfur,
mm-hmm,
but it also has the highest rated anti-inflammatories. It has Idaho balsam fir, and that's also good for its antioxidant effects.
Mm-hmm.
It has wintergreen, which is extremely anti-inflammatory. and it has clove, which is really good for pain, but it's also a high anti-inflammatory as well.
See that?
So it's really a great, it's got that collagen type 2 in it as well as the oil, so I really like that.
I had no idea about the clove. This is why I love to hang around with Joan, because I learn something every single time. Yeah, we've seen amazing results, and you're right, there's very strong anti-inflammatories in there. So there's one glitch to putting people who have arthritis on a protocol, and it's not what you'll be expecting. If someone has had long-term arthritis of either kind, the single most important thing that they must be ingesting enough of is water. And it's funny in my experience that the biggest fight we have, or the biggest teaching, or the biggest bribing we have to do is to get that person to drink enough water. So these days, when we do a protocol, for example, that involves some BLM, some sulfurzyme, a deep relief roll-on, I make them promise that they will drink enough water, and I go so far as to say this. I say, if you're not willing to drink the water, please don't do the rest of this, because it's just not going to be that effective. The water is that crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And Joan, do you have any tips for bribing somebody into drinking enough water? Is there anything that you say?
Well, there's a lot of schools about that. Some people say don't put any essential oils in the water when you're really wanting to hydrate, because then the body will identify that as lemon and not as water. So what I do is I break down my gallon of water a day into 4 mason jars a day, and that way it doesn't look so bad.
Oh, nice.
And so I just fill up 1 mason jar at a time, which is a pint, and you got to have 4 of those a day.
Right.
And that's really no more than two glasses. So in the morning, I just drink 2 glasses of water. And then the rest of the day, easy to drink another 2 or 3.
Lovely.
And then at night, I drink another 2. So, I mean, as close to a gallon of water as we can do. Honestly, I think it's a lot more fun when we put the citruses in there.
Oh, I agree.
Because then we're getting the limonene.
Yes.
And, you know, why not do cellular protection at the same time that you're drinking water, you know?
Absolutely. Well, that's a great way to look at it. And I take the opposite approach. I tell people throw as much citrus fresh and lemon and grapefruit and orange or whatever you need to do to tart it up so that you get it in you. It's so crucial to every biological function. And if they're arthritic, it's extra important. So,
why not throw some Ningxia Red in there, which is great for arthritis to begin with.
That's a great idea.
Ningxia Red is a fabulous product for arthritis or for anything. I drink 2 ounces of that every day.
I do too. Wonderful. So, cool. We're going to go on to depression. Now.
Oh, darn, I'm so depressed about that.
Don't be sad. So here's the deal about depression. When we tell folks we're going to talk about a protocol for depression, something in the human mind goes, well, if I'm not depressed, this can't possibly be relevant to me. So it's relevant to you if you're a little sad, or you occasionally get blue, or you're deeply depressed, or you know anyone that falls in that category, and even, quite frankly, if you're perfectly happy, I'm quite a happy person, when you take this protocol we're going to talk to you about, your level of happiness just increases. So, Joan, do you want to talk about the 4 big amazing oils from Dr. Young on down that we've used?
Yeah, we used to call it the anti-depression protocol, but then we thought that was too depressing, so now we just call it the upliftment protocol.
That's good.
And that, I think Gary Young shared it about 7 years ago, and Vicky shared it with us.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is the essential oil blend of Valor, which is so fantastic. It's got frankincense. It has spruce, blue tansy. Valor is just one of those oils you'd want to put on your feet every day for grounding and courage and confidence and the ability to move forward in your life. But you put that on your wrists or on the bottom of your feet. This whole protocol is not going to take you more than really a few minutes, and it's going to make such a big difference. And the next one is one of my favorite blends called Harmony. And Harmony is an incredible blend of essential oils. How many are there? About 18 oils in that one.
A gazillion, yeah.
And it's basically, as you can tell from the name, and that's how you can always get a hint of what these blends are up to, by the way Dr. Young names them. And they are balancing the energy centers of the body, otherwise known as the chakras. And so you just put one drop over the solar plexus, right above the belly button. And don't forget to smell them in each time you're applying. And that will just give you such a nice alignment and put you in touch with all the gifts of all the energy centers. And then my other favorite, well, these are all my favorites, all these four, joy. Now, joy, when people get started with Young Living, I'm pretty famous for, if they want to get started with oils and they say, I want the Everyday Oils kit, I say that's a great starter kit, everything that you need except for one thing that you really need to add, and that's a bottle of joy. Because joy has the essential oil of rose in it. And as you know, essential oils are energy medicine, and rose is the highest yet tested frequency. As a matter of fact, Bruce Tano, who invented the frequency monitor, said he's never found anything to beat the frequency of the essential oil of rose. Mm-hmm. And it says that it is said that depression cannot live in the presence of rose. So you take that, smell it, and put one drop over your heart. If you can just stick with one. I usually slob it all over.
Yeah, I slob it on too.
And then my other favorite, which I put on every single day, is white angelica. And white angelica is all about protection against bombardment of negative energy inside and out. And I put that on with a kind of an angelic application where you just kind of put it on the palms of your hands, rub your palms together, and just swipe over the auric field over your head, shoulders, and down the arms. And that gives you that kind of bubble of grace.
Oh,
just kind of brush it. And
a bubble of grace, I love that.
Don't you love that? I mean, that's how you feel. And every single person who works with people, therapists or caretakers or psychologists or whatever work you do when you're in the presence of a lot of other people, white angelica is really going to help you keep your space and not take on other people's stuff. It's really a fabulous blend.
Yeah, and if you have a retail job, we think anybody with a retail job who doesn't know about white angelica is just, you know, they need to know about it.
And you could also do the same, the raindrop technique kit that we're, the raindrop technique that we're going to talk about next. You can also use the feelings kit, which is a fabulous kit of essential oils for emotional release. And you can have someone do that with the raindrop technique protocol and get those oils down your spine. That's also really, really helpful.
So those four oils, the trick to getting the results that they promise, and here's a pretty outrageous statement. So far, with the hundreds of people we've put on that protocol who have actually been depressed, clinically or not, the folks who have failed to get the results have not followed the instructions, which tells you that that protocol bats 100%. And here's the failing part you need to know about. If you don't put them on, you won't get the results. And if you don't put them on twice a day, you won't get the reliable, sustainable results. Now, one of the reasons that anyone suffering from melancholy or sadness or depression needs to be working with their physician is so that as their mood and stability and brain function increases as a result of going on these oils, whatever psychiatric meds or prescriptions they're on will in fact need to be lowered, which is great. That's a sign of improvement, moving out of the darkness and into the light, if you will. So there is one other caveat for folks who are suffering suicidal depression. There are two other important things. One is they need to be monitored by a professional, because that's very important. And the other is we add one other oil, which happens to be my favorite oil. And I've never been suicidally depressed, but it's still my favorite oil, and that's the oil of hope. It's just a little piece of insurance that is so beautiful that it helps keep people here, if you will. So,
yeah, the story of hope is quite amazing when Gary talks about the insight that he got to add Melissa. And Melissa is the oil of hope.
Well, Melissa remains actually the world's most expensive oil. At the time of this recording, it's over $14,000 a pound. And Melissa is lemon balm, and the irony is it grows in everybody's front yard. However, the process of distilling Melissa takes an awful lot of Melissa to get some oil out of there. It is pretty magical.
And it's in one of your favorite supplements.
It is. Vitagreen.
Multigreens.
Multigreens, which used to be called Vitagreen. Yeah.
Yep.
Multigreens, that's one of the reasons it is my favorite supplement, because it has that little touch. It's pretty remarkable. So it sounds so simple to say that we have a really good fix for depression, but it is that simple. It's those four magical oils, and then we frequently, because of the Melissa in the multigreens, we put people on multigreens. We also add Ninja Red for the same reasons we've always talked about, the fact that it increases blood and increases energy. One of the things that is most lacking when folks are depressed is energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that nice little combo works very reliably if people will put, if they'll take the supplements and if they'll put the oils on themselves, they will do just fine. And we've had an awful lot of people be able to slowly, under supervision, navigate themselves back off meds for depression so that they're actually standing on their own two feet, which is the goal of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joan, let's swing to... We're going to talk about Raindrop really specifically. We're just going to do it in the context of back pain. Back pain is near and dear to my heart in my own personal history, but it's an enormous subject that could take hours. We're just going to clump it all together and say if there's musculoskeletal pain from your neck to your tush, that qualifies as back pain in the way that we're talking about it now, because we want to talk about this kit that is Raindrop. And I know that you teach classes in Raindrop all the time. You've probably done more Raindrops than anybody else in the company, quite frankly. I know you've done Raindrops on animals, as have we. Tell us your take after so many Raindrops. Tell us what you feel about Raindrop.
Well, I call it a full body tune-up. It's just a genius assortment of oils that really identify balance in every single system of the body. It has thyme and oregano, which are extremely antiviral. They're the hot oils. So, as soon as you have an oil that's high in those phenols and stuff that are hot, you know that they really digest the viruses as well as the bacteria. And because they're hot, I mean, they're very warming. So that's one of the things that people love about Raindrop, is that it really warms up the tissue, warms up pain. Pain brings a real frozen kind of a cold energy. So then it has wintergreen. And wintergreen is like essential oil aspirin. It's got that methyl salicylate, which is just what aspirin is made out of. And incredible anti-inflammatory, and it's like a natural cortisone. So who would not, want a natural cortisone that doesn't have any of the bad side effects?
Amen.
And it's great for pain. And basil is a muscle relaxer. And there's two muscle relaxers in Raindrop. There's basil and marjoram. And they just melt the muscles. I love putting basil and marjoram when I'm doing a massage and somebody has a really tight muscle. You just slob on those oils, and next time you feel that muscle, it's already completely different.
Wow.
It's already starting to unwind and relax. It takes no time at all. So those two oils are wonderful in it. Then they have cypress, and cypress is great for boosting the circulation. And it's great for the lymphatic system. It's, also got a very spiritual frequency to it. So I love cypress, and everybody loves the smell of that. And then there's good old peppermint. And peppermint, you know, is always put at the end. Like, let's say you're putting on an oil, even though, let's say, Deep Relief has peppermint in it. But let's say you really want to boost the effects of Deep Relief, put peppermint on after, and it augments the chemistry or the properties of whatever went before. So peppermint's a great one for layering, and it goes at the end of the raindrop technique. And it used to be our number one anti-inflammatory oil before Gary brought Copaiba back from Ecuador. But it's a great anti-inflammatory. It's detoxing to the liver. It's, you know, you can't go wrong with peppermint, let's put it that way. And then there's a great blend called Aromaseize, which is sort of like raindrop in a bottle. It's almost got all the oils of raindrop in it. And that's what you would call your sports rub. And Aromaseize is just something you can use whenever you want to relax your muscles. And you can put it right on your lower back, even if you're not doing raindrop. But the combination of all those oils with just putting it on the back the way it shows you, you can even, you know, get the video that comes with the raindrop kit, and you can do a pretty darn good job just from watching the video. I always recommend a hands-on class, though, because it makes a big difference. But so many people just watch that video, and they can start helping their family, their, you know, their loved ones, and just put those oils on, and you will see a relief. You know, people get off the table, and they're, like, bouncing down the stairs.
Yeah.
I've had that happen, where they're just like, wow, they couldn't hardly drag themselves up the stairs, and when they get off the table, and you have to have them drink a lot of water, because this is a lot of oils down the spine, and essential oils digest toxins, so you really want to drink a lot of water to wash those toxins out. Otherwise, you know, I warn people, you can get a dull headache after raindrop if you don't drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And then there's that great massage oil that I love called Ortho Ease.
That comes in the raindrop, right?
That's part of the raindrop kit.
Right, great.
And that's got all the oils of raindrop in it practically as well. It has the wintergreen, but it has juniper, marjoram, peppermint. It's got some eucalyptus. It's a fabulous massage oil that I use after my shower. Anytime I feel a little stiff, I put it on the back of my legs for the calves if they feel tight, or on my lower back. I consider like Aromaseize and Ortho Ease to be raindrop in a bottle.
Nice.
But some people, you know, if they're really dealing with chronic conditions, they should get raindrop more often. But if you really just want to tune up, you can get raindrop once a month. I have some people that come once a season. I have some people that come once a week.
Right. And the rule of thumb we have for folks, I mean, you're a massage therapist and a great teacher of raindrop. And I agree that if you can learn raindrop live, that's a wonderful experience. And if you can't because of location or time or what have you, you can do it from the video, and that's actually how
Absolutely.
It was designed, so that families could start helping each other. I also want to give a couple of tips on how you do it yourself. It's clumsy and not nearly as nice as lying down, but it'll work. I just wanted to talk about a framework of understanding when you should have a raindrop. When there's something going on with your body, whether that's a cold or a flu or the sniggledy beginning of a something, that's pretty vague, that's a great time to get a raindrop or two. The idea of once a season as a tune-up is a great idea if you're in good health. We tend to run across a lot of folks who are in very challenging situations with some scary stuff happening. So if someone's got an in-your-face sort of challenge, I tell them to get a raindrop once a week. And then if they're facing imminent jeopardy, if they're in deep doo-doo, I have them either do a raindrop every third day or even every day if we're, you know, racing away from the wall. The deal is that if you're willing to receive a raindrop, that's a very strong sign in your body and your nervous system and to the powers that be that you're willing to get better because you are willing to receive. And we've used raindrop on animals for injuries, bites. We've used it on people for malaria, colds, flu, scoliosis, back pain. And as soon as we finish recording, I'll think of the 400 other conditions that I didn't name. We've used it for everything.
Yep.
And one of the things to just stick in the back of your mind, if you don't know how to help somebody, raindrop should be the big gun you go to. Because as Joan rightly points out, it treats every single system in the body. So it's so comprehensive. We just call it a big shotgun. I want to talk about the two clumsy ways you can do it yourself. Because sometimes you just have to do it yourself because nobody's around or you're traveling or what have you. So the two ways are to put the raindrop oils in sequence as they're taught right out of the box on both of your feet, the tops and the bottoms of your feet. Same amount of oil, lots, same sequence, and then your feet go into a warm foot bath. Now, it's pretty relaxing, you know, once you've slathered up all the oils, that's very relaxing with a hot foot bath to drive the oils in. The other way that we have folks do it, which is probably even clumsier, is in the bathroom, you stand and hike one arm with a bottle of oil over your shoulder, and you fling some down your back. It's very unartful. But you do the same thing, a whole bunch of oils in that sequence, because the sequence is part of the magic that makes it work. And once you have all those oils down your back, you go and stand under a very hot shower for as long as you can stand so that the water will drive those oils in deeply. There is one tip I have for folks about that version is, because some of those first few oils are very hot, you want to make sure that that there's no oil that runs all the way to Florida, or no oils that get to where the sun doesn't shine, because they are indeed very, very hot. So just use a little bit of caution there. So, Joan, will you tell us one or two of your favorite results that you've gotten from doing raindrop? Like, why are we both so crazy in love with this thing? What have you seen it do?
Well, you know, it's always been touted as one of the best things for scoliosis and one of the best things for Lyme's.
Mm-hmm.
So my most profound experience with scoliosis was a gal who had really terrible pain of scoliosis and quite a deformed spinal column. There was quite a curve. And so she came in and we measured it and she said, you know, basically she's sort of used to getting up in the morning with her head down, you know, bent over, and she kind of gets out of bed in a question mark shaped body. And she's kind of used to living that way. So we did one raindrop on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she got up and she said, oh, that feels really great, that's nice. And she went home, and the next day she called me and she was crying. She said, Joan, I didn't realize it, but today I got up and I looked out the window and I realized that my body was straight and that my head was straight and I was looking out the window. She said, do you know how long it's been since I've been able to accomplish that? And she was just weeping. So we both were pretty moved by that. And then the second amazing story is with a friend of mine who came over with absolutely horrible symptoms of Lyme's. He couldn't at that point even sign a check. His brain was completely just not working, and his body was in pain. You know, it was everything, brain, body, pain, everything. So I said, why don't you come over? Let's try a raindrop. It's supposed to be really specific for Lyme's. Let's see if it helps you. I can't promise anything, but let's give it a try. So one raindrop, right? And like you say, you can't promise anything to people. The next day, he called me and he said, Joan, I am symptom free.
Wow.
And he went on a radio show and he talked about it.
Wow.
He was just like stunned. He couldn't believe it. And I said, "Well, I can't believe it either. One raindrop. Who could have imagined? But it's that amazing. When the body is ready to release, I don't know what it's all about, mm-hmm. but raindrop is an incredible catalyst for profound healing.
That's fabulous.
And don't forget that each of the oils have an emotional message too. So you're dealing with the physical and the emotional bodies.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell folks two very quick stories, and then Joan, I'm going to ask you to give your website so that folks can get on your list for because you teach classes all the time. So I want them to know about that so that if they're in stone throwing distance, we'll let them know. So the couple of things that have happened to us, we've had miraculous stuff happen from doing raindrop. And we're not really formal teachers of it, but we used to demo it early on for our group so that we could, you know, pass it on and folks could see it. In two public demonstrations where we were much more concerned about doing a good job for the audience than we were for the poor person who was on the table being who volunteered to be the guinea pig, we had two women successively in two public demonstrations who had a scoliotic curve, and we're busy, you know, instructing, and this is what you do with this, and this oil goes on next. So we were really not paying much attention. However, we were smart enough at the beginning to have everybody notice the curve. And when both of these women got up, the curve was 40 to 50% eliminated, just in a public demo with very little attention, which taught me the power of the oils, whether you're even watching it or not. The oils themselves are magnificent. And then one of my all-time favorite stories, because I'm a big pushover for dogs, and it's happened a bunch of times. We have had very large dogs who have lost control of their back legs, and it's not an uncommon occurrence with certain breeds and certain large dogs. And in between quietly going away to cry somewhere, we never really know what to do for that because it's difficult. So we do what we suggest you do, which is pull out the big gun and see what you get. So with raindrops, there's one dog in particular, we managed to very quickly get through the condensed version of a raindrop for a German Shepherd. And the second we were done, boom, instantaneous recovery, full motor control of the back legs, and I stayed in touch with that owner for years. The dog never had a recurrence of the problem and did absolutely fine. So that's one of my favorite.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful dog story, but I don't know if we have time.
We have time. Tell us.
All right. Well, across the street, we have a new neighbor who moved in, and a very lovely lady, and she had a big black dog. And the big black dog was outside and could hardly walk. There was one leg that was completely not functioning, and it was kind of pulling him down. And this was her beloved dog, and she was just going, "Oh, this is terrible." I said, "Well, I do something called raindrop, and I think it could help. So if you're into it, call me, and I'll come over, and we'll do a doggy raindrop." And I explained a little bit about it. And she just thought I was all woo-woo stuff. And, you know, the next day she called me. She said, "Oh, you know, he's getting much worse. So please come over. Let's give it a try." So she put a pad down on the grass, and we sat down, and I did doggy raindrop on him. And he loved it. He smelled every oil. He licked some of the oils. And then I had to go to a meeting, so I said when I was finished, "Oh, yeah," we put a nice warm compress, moist compress over his spine, did the whole thing. And I said, "Make sure he drinks, you know, water, and let's see how he does." And I went off for the day. Well, the next morning she called me. She said, "Joan, you won't believe it. He came in the house, and he had incredible vomiting and diarrhea and all this black stuff, you know, horrible toxins came out." And she said, "Today he's walking, he even trotted."
Amazing.
"And he's not in pain at all." And she said, "I can't believe this." So it was an amazing experience for her.
I'll tell you, that quite frankly, that's the secret reason that we're in this business, because we've seen so many amazing things like that. I tell folks that we sleep very well at night, because on days like that when we manage to reach out and help people and animals in that way, it just, I don't know, just seems right to me. So,
oh, yeah, she was beyond grateful.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So, Joni, tell folks how they can get on your list to be found out about the classes that you teach, because I know you teach a lot of classes.
I think the best way, because I'm not that great about updating my website for classes, the best way is to email me
great.
At Joan Apter, which is J-O-A-N, A, P as in Peter, T as in Tom, E-R, at earthlink.net. And just tell me where you live, and, you know, because I go other places to teach, too. So if you're out of the tri-state area of Woodstock, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, let me know, because I do travel, and there's times where I could put you on the list to be notified when I'm in a particular area.
Well, thank you. And so I want to thank you for hanging out, for sharing the endless wisdom. I've been taking notes. I've learned a whole bunch of new things, as usual, from you.
Thank you, Rudy.
It's been a thrill. And just for everybody else, you can always get new information and neat stuff and contact us through the blog, and that's www.aromaguys.com. So thank you, Joan, and thanks,
Thank
folks.
You.
All right.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye.